Are you interested in starting your own cash PT practice? Maybe a little side hustle practice right now because you're bored with what you do at work and you're seeing massive volumes of patients. I found the most success by going this route through a practice in a gym. And this is why I started the Gym PT Blueprint. The Gym PT Blueprint is really a program that shows you exactly how to be successful in the cash model, whether it's a side practice or you're diving head first like I did. This shows you exactly how to set your finances up correctly, how to set your practice up correctly, how to sell things, how to market yourself, and how to really convey your unique value to other people so that they'll want to pay you for it. If you are struggling to figure out how to set your practice up correctly, or if you're in practice and you're not making at least five figures a month at this point, you really should check out the Gym PT Blueprint. Head over to drdannymattei.com/products. That's drdannymattei.com/products to take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and see how this program can help you become successful. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Mattei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and we're coming at you this morning from my vehicle once again, trying to be efficient. Don't mind the mud tires and background noise. It is what it is, but we got some information to drop today, in particular on mindset. And this is something that I feel is very undervalued within our profession, as well as within the business profession in particular. And I think it's one of the few things that makes such a massive difference between success and failure. Now, some of you may be wondering, well, what does he mean by mindset, right? Like, what exactly does that mean? To me, that means a unwavering internal confidence that what you're doing is the right thing, as well as the best thing for whoever it is that you're talking to, right? So this internal belief that you are right in what you're doing, and that you're going to be successful. I meet other entrepreneurs, and it's interesting. It's you can almost tell right away who's going to be successful and who's not. Now it's not always accurate, right? Like sometimes you meet people and you're like, oh man, that person's really successful. That's surprising. Because there's like Eeyore of people, right? Like they're just like, oh, you know, this bad thing happened to me. And oh man, well, I don't know what we're going to do about that. And the world is, all this bad stuff is happening. The sky's falling. And like, you know, they're super negative. Super negative. And it's like they have no confidence in what they're doing that is actually going to work. Or that the people around them are the right fit, or the customer they're working with is the right person. Like internally, it's like they don't really believe in what they're doing, right? And then there's other people you'll meet, and they have this like unbelievable internal confidence in what they're doing, it's going to work out. And sometimes they tell you what they do, and you know, it's like, okay, you live in Alaska and you have a popsicle business, like, okay, great, man, that might work out. Like maybe that's not the best demographic, you know, but they're super confident that what they're doing is going to work, and they have this innate internal confidence that everything is going to succeed and they're going to succeed no matter what happens. And that's very rare. You know, I talked about this on a podcast I did with Shante Cofield, a movement maestro, and this idea of sort of internal confidence. And I don't know if this has something to do with your upbringing or things you've had to like go through or experiences you've had with people or whatever it might be, but I had this friend in college that, you know, it sounds weird, but like he's like a mediocre looking human being. Like he is like very, very average man, all right? Kind of short, a little overweight, you know, not the most probably like physically attractive human being in the world. But man, he was always like dating women that are way hotter than him. You know, and a lot of it, in my opinion, looking back on this now, you know, I'm just like, what the heck? You know, we used to always kind of like wonder or give him sort of, we kind of give him a hard time, but really we were just sort of just like jealous. We didn't understand like what he was doing. But he just didn't care. Like that was the thing. He would go up to anybody and start talking to him, and he would ask anybody out on a date, and he'd get turned down a lot. Okay. Like a ton. But like 1 out of 10, would say yes. And you know, and it was a win. So he had this really like, you know, innate internal confidence that he was a catch, man. And he was just like in his mind, super attractive, you're going to be successful, man. And anybody that, you know, wanted something to do with him was lucky. And you know, it was almost like to a point of, not necessarily obnoxious, but it was borderline, right? And that innate confidence is very rare. And you know, for many of us, we lack a lot of that, especially when it comes to business. And especially when it comes to asking people for money for a service that you're providing. Now, if you're sitting here and listening to this, or you're driving, or you're cutting your grass, or whatever the hell you're doing while you're listening to me talk about mindset, I want you to think about, you know, how comfortable you feel asking somebody for money for the service that you provide. Now, this is something that very early on I had a very challenging time with. I remember starting out when people, you know, when it would come down to the end of the visit and I would have to, you know, check them out for that visit, I would like rush through it, you know. I would rush through it. I would try to avoid the topic of cost at, you know, as much as I could. When people would ask me what my prices were, you know, I would say them really quickly, and I would kind of move on to something else and talk about features of what I was doing for them and try to justify it really quickly. And that is very apparent to other people. Extremely apparent. You know, I mean, you think about it. Like, if somebody, it's just human nature. Like, we understand this stuff. We have this internal intellectual or emotional intelligence, you know, where we can tell if somebody's just like, yeah, well, it's $175, but I do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and it's like, man, that was weird. Like, what, is this person trying to pull something over on me? You know, and that's sort of what what we think. But it just comes down to the fact that me in this instance, and potentially you as well, we're not confident in what we're doing is worth it, right? I mean, that's, for me, that's what I had a really hard time with early on. And I, you know, like many of you, I'd never taken money for physical therapy. I've never been paid for physical therapy directly. You know, I'd worked as an outpatient PT during residency, and then in the Army as a PT, where, I mean, no money exchange hands. You know, it's a socialized medical system. No one had ever necessarily paid me directly for PT, and I struggled with that for probably a good solid year as I gained confidence in the fact that what I was doing was really valuable. And, you know, I had the turning point for me was when I had my accountant come in to see me. I know his name's Bruce, and he's your typical, like, kind of, you know, stingy accountant, doesn't like to pay for anything, always tells you, you know, like, okay, we got to do this to avoid, you know, tax, you know, whatever. But make sure you're not spending too much money. You know, it's always like your typical accountant, very frugal. And he came in to see me because he was having elbow pain, right, on both elbows. And I asked him, I was like, well, you know, Bruce, how did this start? You know, what have you been doing? And he said, nothing. You know, I don't do anything. I'm not physically active. You know, I just sit at my desk and basically just do people's taxes. And, you know, I said, all right, well, let's take a look at it. And turns out, you know, he was having all these issues in his elbows that were coming from his neck. And, you know, we see this all the time. People in bad positions for long periods of time. And eventually, it catches up with him. And that's what happened to Bruce. I mean, he'd been in this very forward head position for years and years and years, sitting at a desk for hours and hours and hours. And, you know, for him, it was very surprising to hear, oh, okay, this is coming from your neck. But over the course of a few weeks, I guess it was about a month, when I'd seen him probably about 4 or 5 times, and he came back in, pretty much all his symptoms were gone. But the biggest thing that we noticed was, I mean, his posture had improved significantly. His head position was a lot better. He looked like he was a little taller, you know. And he told me, he goes, Danny, you're not charging enough money. And I was like, what do you mean? That's such a weird thing for an accountant to tell somebody. Usually they say, like, you know, they're very frugal. They're not going to borderline cheap. Let's put it that way. They're like never going to say that. And I was kind of shocked. I was like, what do you mean, Bruce? And he goes, you know, when I first came in to see you, my elbows hurt, but I just couldn't breathe very well. You know, he goes, I can't believe how much easier it is for me to breathe now. And he goes, what is that worth? You know, like he goes, I help people do taxes and, you know, that's something they have to do. And that's great. He goes, but you help people breathe better. Like you help people get out of pain and get back to doing the things that they enjoy. He goes, that's worth a lot. And you should charge more. And I had this conversation with my wife and I go, man, Bruce told me we're not charging enough. And she goes, that's really odd, you know, honestly, like a few weeks later, we raised our prices. And a lot of it came down to the confidence. Like that moment gave me a lot of confidence, a lot of internal belief that what I was doing was very valuable. You know, he charged basically twice as much per hour to do tax preparation as I charged to do physical therapy. And he thought that was odd. He thought it should be, you know, the same. If not, we should charge more. And, you know, when you look at it in that lens, it makes a lot of sense. But that moment gave me a lot of confidence when it came to understanding the value of what I was doing. And the internal shift that occurred after that was very significant. You know, I went from quickly blowing by price when I would talk to somebody on the phone, or having a hard time taking payment, to then going to being able to sell these big packages and express the value of what people were getting on a much better level. And that makes a huge difference. Like the difference between somebody saying, oh, it's $175 an hour, but we're like, we do this, 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 and this, and we'll try to get you better as fast as we can, you know, and kind of like quickly skirting around the topic, but then trying to add this conversation of features, as opposed to, you know, look, we see people like this all the time, and we're very successful with getting it better. Most people that we see that have this same issue going on as you, we see about 10 visits. You can see us one visit at a time if you would like. I expect it's going to take this many sessions. You know, this is not something that's going to change overnight. You've had this going on for years. We can do a package, which this is what we get out of that. Packages are great because they allow us to commit to you and you to commit to us. And we can space out your visits and get really clear with what your plan of care is going to be and make sure that we solve this problem long term with the least likelihood of this coming back. You can do a single visit at a time as well if you'd like to kind of space that out. But this is how many visits I expect to see you, in my expert opinion. And that versus the first one is a significant difference in how many people are going to commit to you, feel confident in what you're doing is the right choice. Because what you don't want is for people to have buyer's remorse, right? Like they're just like, oh, man, I don't know if I'm 100% sure if that person's the right fit. And this is where the younger PTs in our business struggle a little bit more. They don't have as much inherent credibility in some ways. They didn't start the business. They don't have maybe as significant of a bio if somebody reads it. They're not as internally bought in to work with that person as they are with me. And at this point in our practice, I'm not really even seeing new patients at all anymore. You know, as we grow, my role has moved much more to a business owner and running the business and taking a step away from patient care. I'm really only seeing probably 10 patient visits a week at this point versus 30 where I was a year ago, you know, and really moving a lot more of those patients over to our other PTs. But the struggle still is mindset. It's that internal unwavering confidence and belief in yourself. And that absolutely is apparent to the people that you work with. And And, you know, this is something that we actually address and we work on with our staff. There's a book. I've recommended this probably a half dozen times on this podcast already. It's called The Charisma Myth. That's something that we've had everybody on our staff read. And we want you to read The Charisma Myth. We want you to start to apply this stuff. We want you to start to apply it in front of groups of people. We want you to start to apply it in front of your patients, around other people. It's how you present yourself, right? It's your internal set point of where you're at. And you'll notice this. This is something that it's super apparent. Like somebody, if you have a lot of emotional awareness, you'll notice when people are different. You know, you may have somebody that has a really like certain energy level. You know, they're always just sort of like, yeah, they're super positive and, you know, whatever else. Like you can tell when their personality changes slightly. Now, that may correspond with some event in their life. That may correspond with some stress, or maybe they just are a little sick, or they didn't get a good night's sleep. But it's apparent, and that's apparent to our patients as well. In fact, this idea of mindset or management of our kind of internal energy set point and confidence. This is what Tony Robbins has made billions of dollars talking about. And I am not necessarily, you're never going to catch me at a Tony Robbins event, okay? I was at a marketing event where he did the last like 6 hours of this event. It was a 4-day event. On the last day, he did like 6 hours on the last day. And I mean, it was kind of weird. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't a big fan of like running around, hugging complete strangers, having to act like I hadn't seen, you know, they're a long lost friend I hadn't seen in years. That's just not really my, that's not really my style. I don't really like to do stuff like that. So I probably wouldn't go to, you know, one of these events that he has. Not only that, like, dude, this guy puts on these massive events, thousands of people. It's not an exaggeration, literally thousands of people. And these are, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 events that per person. I mean, it's crazy the amount of revenue this guy generates off of one event. But because people gravitate towards this information, this idea of controlling your energy, he calls it your state, understanding how to manipulate your state, what your state is, and how that state appears to other people. He's talking about your mindset. He's talking about your internal set point and your confidence level and your positivity or lack of positivity. And I think what he talks about with that is very accurate, very true. I mean, you can change those things yourself. I used to do this before I would teach. You know, I mean, sometimes I would travel to go teach. And look, there's 50 people, you know, there to see me talk about whatever the topic is that we're addressing. In this case, movement and mobility, right? So 50 people, and then another 50 people the next day. And in many cases, you know, that Saturday, I was always like gung-ho, ready to go. I mean, travel can be a little bit tough sometimes, depending on how many time zones you're changing and things like that. But, you know, usually that Saturday, man, I always felt like I had, you know, really good energy, no problem. Then I would teach the same course on Sunday. So I'd wake up and, man, I didn't have the same amount of energy to say the same thing again to 50 more people. So I would actually, I'd go do a little workout in the morning, I'd get moving, and then I would make sure that I did a little bit of work on this kind of charisma myth principle of your mind, of my mindset before I'd go in and teach. I would listen to a song that would kind of get me hyped up a little bit, and then I would go in the bathroom and I would do the same exercise where I would basically just do this visualization drill where I would imagine that I was, they call it be the big gorilla in the room. Imagine that you're like the biggest, you know, most, you kind of like take up the most amount of space, kind of big strut around, you know, alpha male in the room, or female, if you're a female. This concept in the charisma myth is all about be the big gorilla in the room. How would a gorilla act if it walked into a room? Would it be timid and shy and have its shoulders rolled forward and kind of like look down and avoid eye contact? Or would it walk around and take up space and have the energy of a big badass type A, you know, alpha male coming in and act that way? Because that is how people gravitate towards that. not saying to like strut around and being a jackass. What I'm saying is be confident. Be confident and walk up to people and introduce yourself. It's something I learned early on from Kelly, as I had to shadow him a certain amount of times before I could start teaching for Mobility Watt. Like, dude, that guy inherently does some of this stuff really, really well. Really well. I mean, I remember when he would teach, one of the first times, I guess it was probably the first or second time I saw him teach, I was standing in the back of the class, and there's this principle in the Charisma Myth too, where they talk about like making eye contact longer than you think you should. And this is a really kind of good little, I wouldn't say trick, but definitely something to add in if you're speaking or if you're meeting new people, especially patients as they come in. Like that idea of make eye contact longer than you think you should. I remember standing in the back of the room, and I was sort of, I was paying attention, but also it's kind of like middle of the morning, and I was kind of not paying attention as much as I was an hour before that. And I remember he said something, and he looked right at me. And like we made eye contact. It felt like for like 30 seconds. It was probably 2 seconds. But I remember all of a sudden, like, I thought, oh, shit, did he call on me? You know, I was like, oh, you know, oh, no, he didn't. Okay, good. You know, because it was shocking. And he does that a lot. He goes up to people, introduces himself, super confident, you know, takes up a lot of space, has a certain posture. This is all mindset. It's internal confidence. And that's something that you can work on. And there's a few ways to work on that. You can do this by doing speaking events. That has been huge for me. Doing more public speaking has helped me more than anything in terms of in the clinic, one-on-one, and buy-in with people one-on-one, whether that be patients or that be my staff, in a standpoint from the standpoint of them believing in my opinion and what direction I want to take them. You can do this by practicing at home. Like, this is going to sound weird, but you can literally practice your pitch, your elevator pitch, your pitch to how you're going to tell people, you know, why they should come in and see you, how they should come and see you, how often they should come in and see you. Practice this stuff in the mirror to start with. You know, give yourself scenarios. Do somewhere where there's nobody else. You don't feel weird, right? But like, you're gonna have to practice this stuff. Practice it while you're driving. Practice it. The more you can practice and verbally get better at your ability to sell yourself, your confidence is going to be way higher because you've already had these conversations multiple times with yourself, or you can do role playing with a stranger, or like your spouse, or this is a complete stranger, your spouse or one of your other coworkers or whatever it is. Your spouse maybe is the easiest thing. You know, don't do it with like your brother because he'll make fun of you. You know, he'll be like, "You are so fucking lame. You're in here talking to yourself and you're asking me to do role playing stuff with you." Like, this stuff works though. The more you can get confidence with certain situations, the more comfortable you feel in those, and the more apparent that is the people you're working with, and that correlates to more people saying yes, and that correlates to you making more money, and that correlates to you having more impact, being able to hire more people, being able to grow your business, and be able to take a step back and actually have a true business and not just a job that you created for yourself, because now you work for a crazy person, which is you, and you want to get to a point to where you own that business and you have other people within it that can manage it. But if you can't have the mindset to actually grow your business, how do you expect to teach other people how to have the same mindset going forward? You cannot do it. You have to invest in yourself in these ways, and you have to practice these things. I can tell you early on, this is actually one of the smarter things that we did in our business. This was about 2 years ago. So I guess it was about, not early on, 2 years into us starting. We had transitioned to this new space. We brought staff on. And once we got everything up and running in our business, like it was just churning. I mean, once we hit a standalone space and we could control a lot of these variables, you know, we were able to raise our rates, we were doing better with packaging, getting new patients in, all this stuff. Like, our business was definitely increasing quickly. So we had some cash, increased cash, and we decided to reinvest it by bringing a performance psychologist in to work with our entire staff. And she worked with a lot of military and sport. She'd done some stuff with like corporate, like CEO kind of level, performance based work. But I remember when Ashley and I talked to her about it, I was like, yeah, we should bring this person in and do training with the entire staff. You know, she was kind of like, I don't know if that seems expensive. Why should we do that? And I said, look, I think the more we can get everybody's kind of like internal confidence is what we're doing up, and their mindset better, the better we're going to do. And especially as our office manager, who is really having a bit of a challenge, we're just talking to people on the phone about, you know, our value. And our newest PT, who, you know, she was only a couple months out of school. You know, she didn't really have, it's hard to have a lot of confidence when you've only been out of school for like 2 months. So when we brought her in, we worked with her for a couple months. She came in like twice a month for probably about 3 months. And it was really cool. We had to, you know, we had to do all these different drills and kind of talk about areas where we were really good and areas where we weren't. And we had to talk about each other, which was uncomfortable, but also really good at the same time. Talk about areas where like strengths and weaknesses and where we could communicate better. And, you know, we had to do role playing and visualization stuff. And it was awesome. Like, I think it was one of the better things that we've reinvested in. And she did a great job. And our staff benefited, you know, tremendously from that. And it, all of it came down to the fact that we were working on our mindset. And that's one thing I can say in our company. When you come in, and if somebody comes to see us, like, we honestly, honestly believe that what we do is a goddamn steal, and that we're providing a lot of value to people, and we're helping them avoid a lot of other things that are way more costly, that have, you know, maybe low chances of them actually getting better. And we're solving a problem for them that has probably been there and created stress in their life for a very long time. And we're the solution to that problem. We really do feel like we have an opportunity to be this kind of unique position, be in a unique position within healthcare where people are truly getting help. And in many cases, they're lost in the system and they're not getting the help that they deserve and that they need. And that's the mindset that we take into each day. It's like, it is our obligation. It's our duty and our obligation to help these people get better. And that means they need to come in and work with us. Step one is to actually be able to convince them that this is the right place and for them to feel confident that we are the right choice. And when that happens, now all of a sudden, our job becomes a lot more fun and a lot easier. So if you haven't spent a little bit of time working on your mindset, you really honestly should. I would definitely take a look at The Charisma Myth. That is one of my favorite books in terms of this sort of idea of internal presentation of yourself. I mean, it's crazy how much of a difference that made for me, both public speaking, but also podcasting with, you know, leading our staff, with working one-on-one with patients, you know, it, really anything. And at this point, I still get nervous before public speaking. I mean, it's not something that comes natural to me, but man, I can manage it really, really well. And I look forward to things like that now. I don't care how big the group is, what the topic is on. I mean, I'll be speaking at a emergency medicine conference in September, and there'll be 500 people that I'll be addressing about management of positions for emergency medicine personnel. So how do you not hurt your back as an, you know, if you're EMT or you're life flight, you know, any of that stuff. Medics, there's going to be a bunch of military there as well. But 500 people is a lot of freaking people. And I look forward to it because I know, you know, I can manage my mindset, I can manage my energy level, and I can get myself in a good position to be able to present well for these people and help them. It's an opportunity for me to help 500 people at once. That's a cool opportunity. It's not something that should be avoided, but for many people that creates a lot of stress. And that's a mindset issue. That's a confidence issue. And if you're struggling with things like that, or you're not feeling like you're confident in your pitch and your skill set, and how you relay your information to potential patients, that has to be something that you work on. So I would recommend taking a look at that book. The other thing I would tell you is take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint. If you're new to this and you're just starting, the first module in that is all about mindset. You know, I go over exactly kind of strategies that we've used, how you have to view yourself in terms of being able to take cash versus being in network and these really small copays. And I mean, that module right there is so undervalued, but such a huge benefit to so many people that take that course. And it's funny, I get the feedback from that. Like, there's over 100 people that we've helped start practices at this point. And I would say at least half of them that we've gotten feedback from, they talk about how important mindset is. And it's something that is very undervalued. So guys, I hope this is something that is helpful. I hope that you've kind of, you take a second, another look at mindset and what that means and how to improve that or change that. Because it does make a huge difference, and it can be the difference or very much early on in whether you're successful or you're not. So thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews, and all of them being 5 stars, that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it. And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time, and keep listening.